especially at night.
Those, and there's very, very strong support among veterans for this legislation. Other than that, I think that the concern is probably legitimate. It's the concern as far as the cost, but this bill also is just the Enabling Act. It is not the appropriation.
Well, I'm just wondering how it's really going to work. It really, it'll be frightening if we get all those types of situations. And the feds are not giving us pennies of all amounts to operate something. So really, it's not a good deal by even having. I imagine they'll be in there with the rules and regulation, but they're not putting money in. They'll tell us how to run it, but they won't put any contributions. How are we going to do that? Are we going to have the total responsibility of doing it, or are they going to share in that responsibility? Are they going to have any management input into it?
We have, Mr. Chairman, we have, as I understand it, the state has management responsibility. The feds, it's a reimbursement as far as the per diem amount and the construction. There are federal guidelines that we'd have to meet, but other than that, it would be a state-run home.
Senator Hopper, any questions? Well, I'm trying to figure it out. What we have is it looks like there's a copy of a fiscal note tied to this bill. It says Senate Bill 44 in the packet. And you know, there's two ways to get money in the budget. One is to pass an appropriation. The other is to pass a bill with a fiscal note. And there is a fiscal note. The Military and Veterans Affairs, the administration fiscal note shows what, $10.7 million in capital and then operating costs of $2.1 million after it gets up and running after the first year to the state. So it looks like a pretty major undertaking. I know that, and I, you know, every one of us is trying to do projects like this in our districts. In our district, we had a $2 million appropriation vetoed by the previous governor for an addition, which was kind of an intermediate care facility to the Chigiak senior citizens. The Kenai area is working on a senior citizens program that they're trying to get finished. I'm sure Ketchikan and Sitka is trying to keep the one they've got going and upgrade it.
We're still hoping.
You're still working on it. You're still building your own bridge. But I guess my concern is that we really are creating a new program, and can we afford to do it? You know, we all have innovative ways of finding out how to put one together, and this one is shall establish and operate veterans' homes in the Matanuska, Susitna Valley area and other sites designated by the Adjutant General. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is the one area that was pointed out.
It's a big piece of the budget.
Senator Johnson?
Well, I was wondering, in the research, how many veterans are in Pioneer Homes now?
Mr. Chairman, we did find that out. I believe it was 78. Also, right now, there are 12 veterans, an average of 12 veterans a year, who are being sent by the VA to out-of-state veterans' homes. These are, because veterans typically receive disability, they're typically ineligible for Medicaid and therefore don't have access to the private nursing homes. So at least 12 a year are being sent to out-of-state veterans homes because they have no other place to go.
Any other further questions?
Thank you. Oh, I just had one further question. Did the Department of Administration have a position on this?
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Administration opposed the bill. Department of Military Affairs supported it. Senator Kurtula testified in finance that the governor also supports it.
The governor supports it?
That's what Senator Kurtula testified to in finance.
What are the wishes of the committee regarding the committee or Senate Bill 44? Senator Lyson?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 44 of Finance be approved. approve for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
Aye.
Any more objection? Committee substitute for Senate Bill 70. Is an act relating to taxation by municipalities of certain properties of governmental entities. This bill relates to the property of governmental entities that is exempt from taxation by municipalities. The bill has gone through three committees. CRA Committee moved it out with three due pass recommendations. The Living Commerce Committee moved out a CRACS with three due pass recommendations. The Finance Committee adopted a committee substitute of its own, moved out with one due pass and three no recs and one do not pass recommendation. It has a couple of fiscal notes. We did have a sponsor of the bill here. I understand this bill was before the legislature last year and died in the House Rules Committee. Are there any questions?